This is the John Steigerwald Show on AM 1250 and FM 92.5. The Answer.
Well, this isn't officially a sports show, but we do talk about sports here every now and then, especially when sports and politics or sports, politics and culture kind of intersect. And I think we have a case of that today. It's the Parity and Interscholastic Athletics Act, and it was introduced today by State Representative Republican Aaron Bernstein of Beaver, Butler, and Lawrence counties, and he joins us now. Thanks for being here, Aaron.
John, thanks so much for the opportunity to come and talk to you about this. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so what does this act do, and who will it impact?
Well, first and foremost, this impacts every single student across the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania that's involved in any athletics. And really what I say, there are five components to the legislation. Number one is separate playoff brackets, and that is what's really gaining some attention across the Commonwealth today, where just for PIAA playoffs, there will be two sides of the bracket, right? So you'll still have your East and West, but in addition to that, Catholic or private schools will be on one side of the bracket. Public schools will be on the other. We will crown a public school champion and a private school champion. And then in the very end, we'll come together and play, call it a tournament of champions, where those folks would play together. The second thing is the elimination of the transfer rule. And there have been so many issues where students are caught in the crosshairs because of decisions that adults have made. And we wanted to eliminate that. You know, I don't think it's fair when somebody transfers that the intent of that really matters. And sometimes people are accused of it being athletic when it's not. Sometimes they get away with it and it's not. So the inconsistency that goes on as it deals with the transfer rule is what led us to put that in there. We also have a forfeiture protection where Catholic schools, and I say Catholic is nearly all non-public schools right now are Catholic schools, but those private schools have had many, we're starting to see it not only here in Pennsylvania but across the country, where schools are saying, we just won't play you in the regular season. We'll blackball you, right? So we have a forfeiture protection where if somebody forfeits two or more games in a season, they would not be eligible for PIAA playoffs. And then the team sports and expansion, for the expansion clause, you know, you never know what's going to happen 5-10 years down the road. And some sports are really exploding in popularity. I think of lacrosse is a good example. So as more and more teams are involved, the PIAA may want to add those. We gave the PIAA the authority to do so because they previously said they didn't. And then fair representation on the PIAA board. There's really no rhyme or reason on how these individuals are selected. And as they receive money from taxpayers, we thought that it was appropriate to have good fair representation on that PIAA board reflective of the members in those particular divisions.
So how do you how does a person get on the PIAA board?
Well, they're appointed by the individual school districts, and okay, That's how it's currently set up. So it would still be like that. But I give you an example: if there's 20% of private schools that are in a particular area, and 80% public, 20% of those seats ought to go to private schools, mm-hmm, not 40%, not 5%, and it really varies all the way across and here in the Commonwealth. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that there was a good, fair, and equitable process.
Now, do you have support for this from the Democrats and the governor? Do you expect it to pass?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we have not heard one bit of complaint from anybody as it deals with this legislation. Remember, there's really two main constituencies here that you need to bring to the table, and one is the public schools and the other is the private schools. Both of them have endorsed and signed off on the language. We've been working on it for over a year. This is not a partisan thing at all. And, you know, much to what people don't, it doesn't make good headlines, but the truth is here in Harrisburg, we actually do a lot of really good bipartisan stuff. It's not like Washington, D.C. yet.
Right.
Hope it doesn't get there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll tell you, this isn't something that to me is a Republican or Democrat thing. This just makes good common sense. And yeah, everybody seems to be on board so far.
I would say it's about time. I mean, it took a long time. What changed, do you think, that gives you the confidence that this is going to go through pretty easily?
Well, here's the first thing. I think there's multiple types of legislators, and I think sometimes people just introduce things to get a headline. That's not my style. It never has been my style since I got elected in 2016. If we were going to figure this out, I wanted to make sure that it was something that would actually work. So what we did was, a long time ago, almost a year ago, we started to have some initial conversations. And those initial conversations, we said, what's important to you? And what's important to each of these groups? So this is the first time since 1972 that these two groups have signed off on and said, we endorse and support this legislation. Every other piece of legislation that's been done has been one-sided, and it's never going to happen like that. So we brought people together, good people that care about solving problems, and it's a complex problem, and that's why it took a year to get done. But I'm really pumped about it. I really am.
Well, I'm old, and I'm old enough to remember 1972. And I went to a Catholic school. It was called South Hills Catholic at the time. It's now Seton LaSalle.
Yep.
And I didn't play high school sports, but my friends who did, they were in the Catholic League.
Yeah.
And there was North Catholic, Central Catholic, South Catholic, Canavan, Bishop Boyle, Mon Valley Catholic. Anyway, there was a league. Then they played their own league, and they played outside for exhibition games, but they had their own championship in the Pittsburgh Catholic League. They played triple headers every Sunday at the Pitt Fieldhouse, just league games. And then there was a state tournament and a state championship, and that was it. They didn't then have the state champion play the state Catholic champion, then play the state public champion. So it has worked before. I don't know why it went away. I'm guessing it's because of enrollment at Catholic schools, and they have fewer schools to compete. Because there was no question about recruiting. Nobody cared back then, because if you wanted to go to Central Catholic, you went there, and nobody cared. But now you have squabbles about them being accused of recruiting.
Yeah, and I think, times change, right? And I don't say that in a facetious way. I mean, things are different. So a couple things. Number one, I think it's important that Catholic schools go and they play public schools, and so does everybody else there. So we wanted to make sure that they would be able to continue to do that in the regular season and in the district playoffs. And secondarily, I don't know that the enrollment has changed. I just don't know. I'm not saying it has or it hasn't.
Yeah.
What I would tell you is that there are many different sizes of these Catholic schools. So while the enrollment may not have changed, I know there's been mergers of them. So instead of having a single A team right now, you might have a 6A team,
right?
Because there are four of them combined together. There's not enough teams for a private league. And I think that it's important that kids get out of there, play different types of people and different types of folks. We don't want segregation on those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about bringing people together, and that's exactly what we've done. And I know primarily your show, you do a lot of talk on politics. I think politically we're at a point right now where people are sick and tired of the bickering and the finger pointing. And that's why I'm so proud about this legislation, because we brought together groups that previously, to be blunt, were finger pointing and bickering. And it eliminates that, and people are on the same side working for the benefit of the student athletes. It's what the PA Catholic Conference has done. What the PA Equity Committee has done representing the public schools, and I just couldn't be more thrilled.
Well, what was the toughest part about this? Were the Catholic schools reluctant at first? Did they think they were being, I don't know, as you say, I don't know if segregate is the right word, but like set aside?
No, you know what? Here's the thing. I think the toughest part was the rhetoric in the media, and that's why we tried to, and no offense to you being in the media.
Stinking media, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know, fake news, right? but no offense to that. But I'll tell you, as soon as word would have leaked out that we were working on this, it'd have been over, right? Because everybody draws a line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were able to do was keep it between our groups, where we were able to have these behind the door, closed conversations where we were brutally honest with one another, and that honesty paid off. And here's the thing. These groups that didn't like each other at the beginning, I'll tell you, if you called them, they'd tell you the people that they worked across the aisle with, and not that it's politically across the aisle, but they're now friends. They're friends because they've built a good, trusting relationship, and that's what every good deal is based on, is trust, and that's what we were able to do here.
Well, I've been around sports long enough. I know how that works, and I think that this is just me based on my observations, but that this the Catholic schools were winning a little bit too much, Central Catholic specifically, and they were accused of, I don't know if accused is the right word, but they were suspected of recruiting and having an unfair advantage. They're still going to be playing, though, for the WPIAL championship, correct?
Correct.
So that if there's any, if there are any objections about them having a competitive advantage, they're still going to exist within the WPIL. It's just when you move on to the state tournament.
Yeah, here's the thing. And no piece of legislation is perfect, right? But every group gave some. Every group got some. And I kind of chuckle. I look at my Twitter account and some of the emails I receive, and they say, well, I really wanted this. Well, I really wanted that. Well, there's a lot of things everybody really wanted. But that's called negotiation, where not everybody gets exactly what they want. And that's what we were able to do through this entire process, was negotiate. Nobody came out getting 100% of what they want. But here's what I know, that because of the changes we've made, and by the way, I would argue that the playoff bracket thing is the least important of them, right? Because of the changes, though, that we made, student athletes are going to be in a better position the day this is signed into law than the day before it's signed into law.
Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about the forfeiture protection. We talked about the transfer rule elimination, the fair representation on the PIAA board, things that just make good common sense that unfortunately don't always happen in government. And that's why, you know, that's why it was so important for us to bring these people together, because at the end of the day, kids are going to benefit.
We're talking to State Representative Aaron Bernstein of Beaver, Butler, and Lawrence counties, and he introduced the Parity in Interscholastic Athletics Act today. You know, I want to talk about the transfer thing, because this kind of goes beyond sports quite a bit, actually. It's not just the playing of the games. And I've been in favor of this for a long time. You know, if you are, if your son or daughter plays the clarinet in the band, and you're living in a school district that and you think she's really good at it, and that might end up getting some kind of a band scholarship, but they eliminate the clarinet section in the band, and you think it's worth it to move to the district next door to you, the school district next door, so she can go play the clarinet. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's football, basketball, I guess, and volleyball, wrestling, and on some of the other sports, a kid couldn't do that. And I've never liked that, because if I have a son who's a really good quarterback, but he happens to be going to a school where there's a kid who's a lot maybe better than him and is going to get a scholarship, but my son could also get a scholarship if he'd get a chance to play, I should be able to pick up and move across town to another school and let my son play quarterback so he can get a college scholarship. But until now, if your bill becomes law, he'll be able to do that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And here's the thing that I think a lot of people miss on this, and it's the following. You know, you worked a lot in sports and you know, the Steelers and those types of things. And by the way, I remember watching you a whole lot when I was a little younger.
Yeah, so, I hear you. So do a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I saw your name, and they said I was going to be on the show. I'm like, I might have to ask for an autographed picture.
Right.
But, you know, I'll tell you, here's the thing that people don't understand. And as you know, professional athletes are absolute freaks, right?
Right.
Like, they're not even normal people. They're
no.
freaks.
Right.
I mean, you know, the way they can move, the things they can
right.
do. Well, we just don't, that's just the anomaly. The truth is that athletics are actually academics, because it's about teaching life skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I never want to have somebody be held out of something that, you know, whether it's a baseball tournament or a basketball game or practices and those types of things, those life lessons that you're able to take and apply. And that's really what I thought about through this whole thing.
Well, aren't you going to get some outcry, because it's always been there, if a kid, if there's a very successful coach at one school and kids all of a sudden start transferring there to play for him and he becomes even more successful and to the point of becoming almost unbeatable, that's when you're going to get pushback, because they're going to think that the football result or the basketball result is more important than what it does for the kid.
Yeah, you know, I think there's some of that, but here's the thing. Remember, a family has to sell the house they're in, right?
Well, you
they
got
to move across town. They got to do those types of things, or they got to pay tuition. And by the way, it's not too cheap to pay.
No, I know.
Tuition. I mean, most time I think it's like $10,000 or something.
Yeah.
So That's not just not something that happens a lot. What we see is these kids that were getting hurt by situations that just didn't make sense. And, you know, no doubt, in every situation, is there going to be a loophole and is there always the anomaly?
Yeah.
You know, no question. But here's what I know, that a whole lot of kids are going to be helped by this, and the legislature is going to work hard. We're going to work to get this done. I've been working the bill ever since yesterday. And we have a lot of support for it, and I'm excited for it. And let's get this thing through the House and then work it through the Senate, and look forward to standing there with a ton of kids. I'm a WIPIO guy, so we'll try to get these WIPIO kids up here.
Right.
So we'll try to get these WIPIO kids up here. And I'm a union Scotty, by the way, so we'll try to get some union kids up here and see if we can have a nice little event with the governor signing a great piece of legislation into law.
Okay, I got a little less than a minute here, and I'm up against a hard break. Real quick question. The Central Catholic wins their WPIL championship.
Yeah.
Who represents the WPIL in the state tournament?
Yeah, that'll be all defined by the PIAA and their bylaws in which they'll lay out as it deals with the state tournament.
Okay, because they would then go on to play in the private championship, and
yep.
That would leave an opening for someone else to play for the public championship.
Yeah, this is an opportunity to get more kids a chance to play in some playoff games, and I'm excited about it, and I think those kids will be excited about it, and the coaches and the parents and entire communities. I tell you, the thing I love about sports is nothing brings people together like sports, and I know that because I'm a Penn Stater, and you have 106,000 people with 106,000 different views and beliefs.
Right.
But on Saturday at Beaver Stadium, we're all on the same team.
Aaron, I appreciate your taking the time, and I'm out of time. Thanks a lot. Good work on the bill.
Thank you, my friend, and thanks for all the great work you do.
Okay, we'll be right back.